Man Overboard by Kim Bradshaw, taken straight from the depths of the BBC Uploader. And the man himself is in the studio with us now. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you very much for sending that track to us and us picking up here off the BBC Uploader. So tell us about yourselves. Well, you've got a bit of a history, haven't you?
Well, yes, it goes back a long way. I was in that cult band, The Saints, back in the 70s, and a few other cult bands here in the UK since then. And then I sort of walked away from music for about 25 years. And then I started a project to see whether I could still write songs.
Yeah.
So I sort of bought a guitar, saw whether I could write it or not, and then went into the studio, because I hadn't been in a studio for like 30 years. I hadn't worked with anyone for 30 years, and it was like fingers crossed, you know? And but it came out okay, and you guys are playing it, so thanks very much.
Well, I mean, I guess introducing is about bringing new bands, or kind of, tonight, I guess we're reintroducing you,
well,
aren't
in a way, yes. it was good to get back into music after all this time, and I feel that it was the right time to get back into it, because I really enjoyed doing it.
Now, obviously, from the sounds of the 70s and 80s, the bands you're playing in then,
yeah,
the sound's changed a lot, hasn't it?
It has, because that actual song is based on a 17th century Italian folk song. So I used that as a platform for that. And it was taken up by composers like Schumann and Offenbach,
right,
and people like that. Oh, yeah, that's where that type of music comes from. And I listen to classic music a lot. So, I listened to it a lot, and then one day I was just playing, and it just came out on the guitar.
The track we played, is that released? Is that available?
No. It's on my website,
mm-hmm,
and people can just log onto my website and click on it, and they play it for free.
They can have a listen on that.
So yeah,
what's your website then for people to check it?
It's www.kymbradshaw.com.
Kimbradshaw.com.
Yeah.
KYM is how you spell
exactly
Kim there. So have you got EPs of their albums and the new stuff, or is this now the start of the project? And
well, this the thing is just to get some sort of feedback, and I've had fantastic feedback from here and overseas as well. And then to sort of see if someone's interested in taking it a bit further. The rest of the album is written, but it's the chicken and egg sort of situation, you know that.
Is it you on your own, or are there other musicians? Or
well, I'm the songwriter,
mm-hmm,
and I played guitar and I played bass on it, and the others were people who were working near the studio at the time, and they just came along. The piano player was great. I mean, everybody was fantastic. Everybody put their heart and soul into it, and it was just a collection of people that I got to know, really.
And would you gig this out on the road?
I'd love to.
Yeah,
I'd love to work with those people again. Because I say the rest of the album is written and the same sort of standard as that. So I would really like to put that band together. But like I say, it's a chicken and egg sort of situation.
What comes first?
Exactly.
Yeah. So on the website, what is there at the moment? There's some tracks and
there's two tracks. There's Man Overboard, and then there's a Cajun piece of music which I wrote as well.
All right.
And that's an instrumental. And that's what's on the website at the moment. But I had to go for quality, you know, so I only had like two tracks really. Otherwise I couldn't afford it.
How have things changed from when you were, you know?
Oh, it's just unbelievable.
Gigging and recording many years ago.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when in the old
In the old days.
No, I mean, the sound engineer would cut and splice the tape with a razor blade and things like that, you know. Now they can sort of mix and match tracks all over the place. You know, they can take a violin solo in the middle of a song and put it at the start and things like that. It's just incredible what they can do.
And that's the technical side behind the scenes. What about gigging and getting signed?
That's completely changed. Record companies don't really exist anymore. So, you know, programs like this is the way to go if you are an unsigned act. Because, you know, record companies are just not interested unless, you know, they're already...
That's already gorgeous and famous already,
exactly,
isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. So that whole sort of industry that I knew from the 70s has all been sort of bypassed now.
How did you get signed in the 70s? How did that happen?
Well,
were you gigging and got spotted, or...?
No, it was very, very similar to this, actually. We put out our own record. We sent it to the NME in the UK, SoundsNet, and it got Single of the Week. So we actually bypassed the record company. So I'm actually doing the same thing again.
Doing it again,
yeah. So it was sort of, yeah, we bypassed the record companies. It was a big hit in this country, and the rest is history, really.
And then off you went.
Then off we went, came to the UK, the top of the